Hello and welcome back to Murder, Mystery, and Sex with Serenity. Today we are going to be talking about red flags. I'm going to hit key points about red flags. I'm going to tell you what it is. And I'm going to tell you five things on how to deal with red flags. Let's jump in. A red flag is a gut feeling that you know something is off about that person, right? Like, it's major, and sometimes it's not, but it's still there, and it's nagging at you, and you know something is just way off, and you know it's wrong. But we tend to ignore red flags only for the simple fact of we don't want to be alone. And it's way easier to be in denial than face reality. Because, again, we don't want to be alone. So we tend to ignore the red flags. But honestly, if you're ignoring the red flags, you're wasting your time on a relationship that isn't healthy or right for you. And it definitely won't satisfy you. Now, what are you going to do when you see a red flag? Number one, you're going to have to acknowledge it. You cannot be in denial any longer. The more awareness you have about a red flag, literally the better. You can't bury it and close your mind off to the red flag. It just doesn't work like that. Number two, you gotta be honest with yourself. Literally, it doesn't matter how small or big the red flag is, you have to be honest with yourself. Number three, talk to somebody about the flag, okay? You see somebody that you really like and you're dealing with something about them, or you're with them and there's just red flags popping up after month three. I'm telling you, you need to speak about it. You can't harbor your feelings to yourself because then one day you're just going to explode, okay? Four, listen to your gut feeling. Trust it. It's usually never wrong, okay? Five, you need to address the issue with the person you're seeing. Either it might be solvable or it might not be, but you need to address the issue. Bottom line, when you see a red flag, do not just dive in and say screw it because you don't want to be alone one day with 50 cats, okay? Because no matter what, there are potential problems that come out with this red flag, and you just need to proceed with caution and be careful and trust yourself, because if you don't, then I promise you, you will be in the worst situations possible. That can deal with abuse, mental, physical, emotional, or sexual. That can lead to any type of damage to yourself. And nobody wants to see somebody else damaged due to the person that they trusted and thought that they would be there for somebody, but they're not. Because the other person ignored all of the red flags. Females and males, listen to your friends, listen to your family. When they see somebody that you're speaking with, that you're dating, whatever, listen to them when they say, hey, I don't think that person's right for you because of this or this or this. And you just deny and make excuses. Stop making excuses for all these grown people. You are not their mother. You are not their father. You are not Captain Save-A-Ho. Stop making excuses. Stop being in denial about their red flags. Nobody wishes ill on anybody, okay? Now, if you know that your quote-unquote friend is deceitful and just wants to be with your man, which happens in rare occasions, not as rare in this new day and age, but in rare, then you need to go to another person and ask them, hey, do you see this red flag with this person? It's always healthy to talk it out. Don't just go and be in denial because you don't want to be alone. Don't go because you don't want to deal with the conflict of noticing the red flag and not dealing with it. Everything always comes with a consequence and it affects the next 5 people around you. Be safe, be smart, and be healthy. With that being said, have a good day.